This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's winter in southeastern Arizona, winter in the borderlands of Arizona and Sonora. And the weather is always this glorious mix of cold, warm, wet, dry. You never know. And it's best to just go with the flow. A wet winter storm recently came through when I was out on the Tulane Blacktops driving home across a vast valley of grassland and Chihuahuan scrub. It was cloudy, but the sun would break through the gray clouds sometimes. The rain part of this system would sometimes be in the distance or to my left or in front of me or on top of me. You know, there were these isolated pockets, sort of like summer monsoon, but without the drama, the lightning, the thunder, the winds, the pounding rain. No. The rain when I was in it was wonderful, wet drizzles, you know. And I take it back, though. There was some drama. No crashing cymbals or timpani drums. No. Cue the flutes. When the sun broke through the cover, there were rainbows. I'm talking mini rainbows and not wimpy rainbows. Bright, bright rainbows with all the colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Mini bright rainbows across the desert grassland and surrounding mountains. Great God Almighty, I shouted in my truck as another one appeared in the distance. I pulled over at one point. I didn't have a camera, but I sure wanted to look at a rainbow without that truck, you know, that speckled, rain-speckled truck windshield. What a sight! Oh, my goodness. And as I got back in the truck, I stepped through some wintry little brown plants with tiny yellow fruit, a real common native plant found all over the West, and a varmint that loves hammered land like my roadside rainbow pull-off. Solanum eleagnifolium, silverleaf nightshade, a much hated plant in agricultural fields and out in the grassland. And there's never one plant, as this 1-3 foot tall rascal spreads by rhizomes. And those small yellow fruit look like small tomatoes. Well, they're related. The genus Solanum, it was Pliny the Elder that first used that name, Solanum, for some nightshade plant was growing around him, I guess. The sol, S-O-L, could mean sun, or maybe it's from the Latin verb solor, to comfort, referring to narcotic properties or poisonous properties, for that matter. It's a nightshade. Anyway, Solanum has a gazillion species around the world, and this one, Solanum eleagnifolium, eleagnifolium means silver leaves, like a eleagnus, Russian olive. This roadside native varmint I stepped through, well, you know, grooving on rainbows, reminded me that Solanum is the genus of the potato, the one in your garden, the one in your refrigerator, the one on the grocery store shelf, Solanum tuberosum. And that reminded me of something I had recently read about a potato native to the Southwest, Solanum jamesii, the Four Corners potato, it's called, because that area is where it is known to have been cultivated. And in the Utah Escalante Valley, there are the oldest known cultivated sites of Solanum jamesii, dating back, I'm not making this up, dating back 7,000 years. Oh my gosh. Okay, stay with me here. That Four Corners potato can be found around you and me. But I thought about a wild potato I found in the coniferous forest of the Sky Islands, way up high, like 6,500 feet up to 9,000 feet in elevation. I see this potato off and on. I bet I photographed it with my old 35 millimeter camera. It's common, but who doesn't love finding a wild potato? Solanum stoloniferum. Stoloniferum. The former Solanum findleri. It produces small potatoes as well. And it's not rare. And it actually is easy to find in the forest, especially in the summer, you know, when it's going to bloom in July, August, September, when you can spot the pretty bluish-purplish flower and classic, I'm not making this up, the classic potato leaves. Well, for goodness sake, stop to look at a beautiful rainbow and step on a nightshade and take a potato journey with Petey Mosquiti. Solanum tuberosum, Solanum jamesii, Solanum stoloniferum. Journey. Oh, man. The borderlands are a hoot. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.